The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're real when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Three tracks we're going to start with, and John Peel has kindly agreed to introduce them.
Now, the lineup of Gong, as advertised, now, this is a bit complicated, so make yourself comfortable while I run through this. We've got David Allen on guitar and vocals, also known as Bert Camembert, and Dingo Virgin. And we've got Gilly Smith, perhaps it's Gilly, anyway, I don't know, hard or soft G, take your choice. Gilly Smith, Space Whisper, and she's also known as Shakti Yoni, something for you to think about. And we've got Christian Tritch on Aqualung bass, he's also known as Submarine Captain. And then on sax, flute, and something that looks like gramophone, it's Blondido Bad de Grasse. And Pip Pyle on drums, which I'm sure of, and Kevin Ayres on guitar and vocals.
Good time drinking lots of sky wine, Miss Juliet. with lightning. I couldn't see myself, it was very, very frightening. I knew I had to leave and I had to do it my way. That was very strange, 'cause there wasn't any highway all the way. Let's go to my chateau. We can have a good time drinking lots of sky wine. Miss Juliet, Kate, Queen of the Moon. Gonna get there soon. Gonna get there soon. Woo! Miss Juliet, Kate, Queen of the Moon. Gonna get there soon. Gonna get there soon.
April to 1992, and Heaven's Gate from the album Shapeshifter.
Welcome, my friends, to Heaven's Gate. If you see what you want, don't hesitate. All day shopping, it's never too late, and we hope you're all happy in the cover. Cigarettes, chocolate cake. But what makes you think we're on the make? Whatever you want, we want you to take. Now we'll take you along to a commercial break. It ain't free. But what the fuck? It's suspended. We'll be right back.
Planet Gone with Astral Alien.
Oh, two tracks now from Danny Gillespie. First, Dead, and then You Just Gotta Know My Mind.
Leave me alone. I don't care no more. I ain't got nothing to live for. Not since he's been gone. I just wanna be dead.
Let's go.
number three from Ron Geeson. First, Agitation in Anticipation of Offspring, Part W. Then, Agitation in Anticipation of Offspring, Part X. Followed by Agitation in Anticipation of Offspring, Part Y.
Let the machines go by taxi, and the brain will go by... Of course, at this time in the year, I'm always in good voice.
Which time in the year?
Thank you.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Now a sometime member of Gong, Tim Blake and Generator from the 1978 album Blake's New Jerusalem. name further back to 1971 and Tonto's expanding headband and Riversong from Zero Time.
Thank you.
Next, Simon Finn with Laughing with Lenny from Rats Laugh, Mice Sing.
Frank's laughing with Lenny about some work on his teeth. Full of joie de vivre tonight, but not underneath. He's feeling kind of edgy, in fact, 'cause his close friend left in a rush. She cleaned out an account. Frank says he had given it her, had she asked. Lenny says, well, makes no difference then. I mean, if she knew your feelings in advance. Think she went back to Colorado to give incest another chance. Lenny's got that kind of shoulder that you can cry on about your lot. 'Cause Lenny always says, so what? By Janice. Hey Lenny, it's been a time. Time's money, darling, and I hear it's treating you well. You'll be wrinkled but so rich when you're entertaining hell. Janice's mom liked opiates. She said her dad preferred horse, and with each preferred parental prick came that knocking at the door. She'd split before her 50s, never been back since. Now she bought some fast food franchise and a house with 15 sinks. But then Len just said, oh, so what? then he died last August. In the bed he'd been making his home, had a tumor the size of a three-toed sloth, with each toe nestled in a different zone. There were hundreds at his funeral when Len's last rental pulled by his plot. And from his new world he cried, "So what?"
A track from one of my five favourite albums, of which I must have around 38. It's William R. Strickland and World War 3½ from the first LP that I ever tried to buy. William R. Strickland is only the name.
Classified ads on Sunday morning, what kind of job can I get? Thumbing through my old lady is riding me with nothing yet. See, there's a worker for an engineer, college 8 years. I ain't even graduated from high school, there's my tears. About midway down the column, now it seems to appear. Says Rand Corporation's gonna have a war game this year. Soldiers of fortune, soldiers of dread, soldiers who can't get the war out of your head. So I went down to the corporation. I filed out my long files. They looked into computers and they began to turn them dials. A whiz and a whop and a zing-zop do it, and that was about all she wrote. They said, "You are a young warrior, all the burdens you tote." This nice young representative, he came to me. He looked all over my body for things I don't know what he could see. He said, "You're a perfect specimen." I looked him in the eye. He said, "You're a young warrior, and you don't have to die." I reported. My drill sergeant, I understand, had a PhD in nothing other than Hindu philosophy. Talked about the layman, the shaman, sitting on nails. Disbarred the Orient for believing not in the hell. So I looked him in the eye, and slow as a snail I began to sigh. "Please do tell." "The war is not like other wars. Number one, you are to wear a badge sensitive to molecular electricity. You will have a pack, a warming device, to wear in the Antarctic. We have closed circuit TV from every country that will be watching.
please, do not be a ham. Do not be a ham. So I looked him in the eye and I said, Mr. Dear Sergeant, I said, I sure am thankful that I got this job. I said, my wife, she says, none of that, please. Well, we went on into the war, or at least we started the preparations. And here I was on the front with these other buddies, see. Their mothers, they'd already been sending them care packages. I hadn't had no care packages because my wife, she couldn't cook very good anyhow. And pretty soon I was beginning to eat every other care package that the other boys got. And we're standing there and I asked one fella up to me, his name was Eugene. I says, Eugene? What? That's what I said to him. I said, Eugene, he said, what? Eugene, he said, what? You get it, don't you? Anyway, I said, Eugene, he said, what? I said, what do you think this here war's about? And he said, well, as far as I can figure, what it is they figured out in the world there's been too many fleshual deaths or something like that. And what we got to do is we got to stop this and we got to find exactly which way it's going, because you got to have direction. You got to harness your power, you understand? I mean, if Edison hadn't have shown that way, we'd have never had harnessed power. And my drill sergeant, he come up and says, boys, he says, now what we're going to do is maneuverable tactics under R23 Section 102. You're all paid sergeants, and you are perpetrators of the Nevermore. Oh, please, Mr. Sergeant, would you please clarify that if you don't mind? What I want to say to you boys is none of you is going to get killed. What you got to do is you got to take these electric guns, you see, and you got to point them at the enemy whenever you see the enemy. Now, Charles Reichert over here, he's going to be your napalm, fellow boy. Hi, Charles. Hi, Eugene. Hi, Ed. That was my name, Ed. So he said hello to all of us, and he showed us his electrical napalm. Oh, it was a real gas, I want to tell you. So what we had to do, see, according to this here drill sergeant, is we had to penetrate behind the enemy lines. And it was some other country, and we weren't to know what other country it was, but they were all into the computer game themselves, and they'd all read the classified ads in their country, wherever it was. And the object we was going to do on closed circuit TV, and he said, if you don't be a ham, there's just a possibility that TC Fox and MGM Lion might just want to buy this property. Well, that just heightened our heads right up, you know where. So here we were, getting letters from mothers, except for me, and I had a wife, and as I told you, she couldn't cook. And we'd come out to the front lines, and there's all this and, you know, that kind of sound, and everybody's beginning to buzz and shoot around there. And what they told me was, they said, you are on the honor system, and if your electrical thing gets hit, what you have to do is you have to step off onto home base, is what they call it. Not stepping somewhere outside. Home base, it wasn't really home back home, but it was home base down. So we step over there. Well, anyway, pretty soon as this whole war began to come on, and all this buzz, buzz, buzz that I was telling you about begins to happen. And we're going to town, man, and the drill sergeant, he's over there saying, go to the left, go to the right, shoot over here, shoot up tight. And the napalm guy, the guy I was telling you about, boy, he was just blasting everybody, you know. And pretty soon you see all these colored lights, psychedelic as heck. And they just pouring all over the place, and everybody's getting kind of stoned watching them, you know. But we were soldiers, we were getting paid for it, we liked it, you know. So we didn't get told too much, because that's for those hypocritical civilians back home. Because you see, I wasn't a civilian anymore, now I'm a soldier, and that's what I was proud about. That's what I wrote my wife about the other day, isn't it? Well, anyway, here we are, and all this stuff is going around, and pretty soon, my electrical impulse device shoots my flag up. Well, anyway, I looked and I wanted to keep going on because it was so much fun. I mean, war is a good time. But they said, no, son, you got to step out to home base. I said, no, I just started this thing. I don't want to end it yet, you know. I'm sorry, son, you have to step out to home base. So anyway, I figured if I had to go down, I just couldn't step over there. I mean, there's something that's left out whenever you just have an electrical war. I mean, there's just something that's too groovy about a real flesh tearing up, rip your jaws off your face, destroy your body, have your intestines pouring out over the ground, have your feet slapped off your body type of a war, which is kind of a groove, you see. But But anyway, they hit my electrical impulse thing. Me realizing the television set was on and my wife, she just might be home watching it, just in case TC Fox or MG Lyon happened to be getting the prices right and settling on the bid. Well, I started gasping and I started falling and I started coming over this way and I started coming over that way and I go choke, choke, and I begin to fall to the ground. And then the chaplain, I mean, they even had an electronic computer chaplain. He comes over there and he says, "I now pronounces this here boy laying on the ground with his electronic computer device throwing its yellow flag up there. I now pronounces him dead. Give you third right and amen." And that was just about it. But I didn't want to quit. Anyway, they returned me back to the corporation where they had the war games going. And I was sitting in there, there's a lot of other boys had to go back to home base, and they was all over there. And they were all sitting there, we were all talking, just shooting the bull, you know, because we learned how to shoot the bull. There ain't nothing better than being a soldier and shooting the bull. Friends, I want to tell you, if you ever want to join, you want to shoot the bull too. But anyway, this here fella says, "The President of the United States of SSRUSMGAT or something like that is going to come in here and talk to you boys. Long will this country remember what you have done. Long, long countries remember what you have done. You are the sacred soldiers, boldly fighting boldly fighting for..." Anyway, see, I'm back here and I'm reading the classified ads. I'm trying to look around and see if there's anything I can get a job, and that's some masonry job, but I never had the strength to lift bricks anyway. My wife, she's just as mad at me as ever was. But I tell you, one day, what's going to happen to me is I'm going to be watching myself on TV, and I'm going to see that beautiful thing, just me and my country.
Out of time, and if you have been, thanks for listening.